You bring in a new coordinator, maybe it sparks everybody to get us on that run we need to get on.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying it's going to be not only an interesting week, it's going to be an interesting December. Because these last three games, you can't disagree with Ted. We play like this, we're not going to win any of them.
Correct.
So, unfortunately. But, you know, we won't have to wait long. If there's a change coming, it's going to happen by tomorrow.
Good morning, Gallahorn. It's another day.
That's it.
Another night.
Fucking hell of an intro.
After a bad, let me repeat that, a bad Vikings loss, this time in Seattle, home of rain and coffee.
And grunge.
And grunge and good bands. And just the Vikings defense did okay. They couldn't keep contained where the
they kept the team in the game.
The Vikings defense played well enough to win the game.
Like, yes.
But the offense, the word of the night, and it even came from the announcers, was ineptitude.
It's 100% on the offense. Had nothing to do with the defense.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm a little bit upset over tonight's performance, but Drew, you had something to say.
I just wanted to say this. I remember back in week 8 when we did this show. When is week 8? What was that, 27 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, about then.
Week 8, I asked a simple question to Mr. Ted Glover. Ted, what do you think our record's going to be at week 13? And guess what Ted Glover told me? Without hesitation, we're going to be 6-6-1.
Did I really say that?
Yes, you did. You see what? You see, here's another thing. Drew keeps notes of past shows. Here we go again. I care about this show. It is written in my notes. I have questions that I ask you guys, and you said that at week 8. You said, Drew, and you didn't even like think about it or go, wait, I need to think about it. You just said it. You said 6-6-1. That's what I see. So I got to take my hat off to Ted Glover. You know, I mean, sometimes I wish the people I know would run the fucking I wish the people I knew would run the fucking team. Honestly, I do, because they seem to know more about the inner workings of what the hell is going on. But I just want to start out with saying, I thought of that all day. I go, I hope Ted Glover's wrong. I hope to God he's fucking wrong. But if we lose the game, that's the first thing I want to say on the show is he called it like a month and a half ago.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not happy I was right in that prediction. I mean, but it just, you know, they've just been this hot and cold team all year.
Now tell me about that telling point you had. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So we were talking in, before we started rolling, and there was a point, kind of two things right after that fourth down play to Rudolph that was incomplete that resulted in no points down on the goal line. They cut away to commercial and they cut back to the sideline and Thielen was kind of, he wasn't like screaming at Kirk Cousins, but he was barking at him saying probably something to the effect, hey man, I was open. And if you'd have looked my way, it'd have been an easy touchdown.
Which it was.
Which in Thielen's defense, it would have been. Obviously I don't read lips, don't know what they were saying, but Thielen was talking to the point that Cousins just kind of looked at him and walked away and went over towards, I think Diggs or, maybe another coach. I can't remember off the top of my head. Fast forward a little bit later, Booger McFarland, one of the guys on the Monday Night Crew, was saying, you know, and he was absolutely right about all this. This first part, he's absolutely right about. There is way too much talent on this Minnesota Vikings to not score points in this game. There's just not.
Right.
And then he said, you know, when you walk into the building in Minneapolis, you can feel the tension between Mike Zimmer and John DeFilippo. And that's something that has to come to a resolution because it's either going to cause this team to implode if it already hasn't. I mean, they have got to figure something out. Either I'm not sure firing DeFilippo helps anything out at this point in the game.
No, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. Maybe it does. But
yeah, something needs to happen. Or this team, they still have a chance. They can rally, win their last three games, maybe go into the playoffs with a little bit of momentum, or they can completely fall apart, go 6-9-1.
You know what? I'm not going to ask you what the fucking record's going to be anymore. I don't want to know.
I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't. You think they should beat Miami, but then Miami beat New England.
No, we talk about that. You know, we run the table, catch fire, and all. Come on, Ted. I don't see it anymore. I see a team they're not good. It's just, it's imploding. Nope. Right? It's imploding right now.
If it already hasn't happened, yeah, it's in the process of, if it's not already completely done. So, I mean, a win one of these last two games would have helped a lot, but it's, you know, just made things a lot worse.
Ineptitude is the word of the night. Yeah. Period. On the offensive side, ineptitude is the word of the night. Period.
Complete and total.
That looked just like the Patriot game.
Was worse than the Patriot game, Drew. Drew, you said, you talk about what Ted said was in your head all day. What you said was in mine. You said the first two drives would be key. And what were our first two drives?
Oh, three, they six were, and out. We didn't go three and out. I know that, but
they were crap. Absolute crap.
We didn't get into their we didn't get into their territory till what, third quarter, halfway through?
Third quarter. Yep.
And again, we get a touchdown drive when it doesn't matter. I mean, just the overall, the essence of the game, they all feel the same. They all feel like, again, remember last week we were saying, wow, it's only 10 to nothing. I was saying the same thing in this one with my wife going, it's only 6-0. And it feels like it's 30-0.
Yeah.
Saying that at half when it was only 3-0 and going,
same
feel. Tell Katie, it was like, it feels like we're 27 points behind.
This team constantly feels like it's on the ropes fighting off a barrage of punches. That's what it feels like.
From the opening kickoff.
We never take the fight to anybody. It never feels like we're the bully. It never feels like we're pushing people around. It never feels like we have the momentum. It always feels like we're hanging on for dear life. It's the same feeling. The past eight quarters of football, I haven't felt good about watching one quarter of it.
No. No, it's been terrible football. On the offensive side of the ball.
I see the Kendricks interception. I see the Kendricks pick. I'm practically jumping around, run outside and jump around because I finally seen something good I can cheer for.
Yeah,
really bad. It's bad. A lot of questions out there now. I mean.
Well, I sent you guys in the messages a picture I used to use back when I was running Loof's locker room back almost 10 years ago. Back when Chili was coach and it was a coach's poll. And I'm half tempted to fire that puppy back up to whether the coach should be fired or not. And I fully, fully would love to see DeFilippo fired because me could call a better offensive game plan. Now, Kirk Cousins has his issues. Kirk Cousins has frozen in every big game. We have not beat a team over 500 yet this year. Right? Especially on the road. He has his issues. The whole, what was it, in the first half, first quarter-ish, when he was dropping back, the long pass, and he turns his back to the offensive line, and he dumps off to Murray.
One of the weirdest plays I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What is this?
That looked like the fucking Alouettes against the Stampeders.
I posted a picture on that.
That was Canadian football all the way right there, baby.
Adam Thielen was wide open downfield.
Wide open.
There wasn't a guy within a yard in the picture.
Oh.
Within 10 yards.
You could tell by if you watch that play, he had, especially the replay, because you can always see more clearly on the replays. He was going to Murray no matter where he was. He was dead set on throwing him the ball. Was it Murray or Cook? Whoever.
It was Murray on that one.
I'm gonna hold judgment on Cousins. I was going to make a big post tomorrow, but I think I'm going to actually hold off to the end of the year. My take is I'm going to use a little bit of Terry Bradshaw's logic. I know that sounds very weird, and I know he's a weird dude. But Terry Bradshaw said when he entered the league, he took him. He was almost ran out of Pittsburgh until his offensive line got fixed, and he got Swan and Stallworth and Benny Cunningham. He got some talent around him. I know Kirk Cousins. He's not looking like the quarterback we wanted to have, but this offensive line is garbage. And I'm not going to judge him fully until he gets a serviceable offensive line in front of him. I'm not going to do it, which means I'm not going to throw him under the bus now or into the end of the year because it's not fair. The line is terrible, guys.
Hey,
let me go on record real fast, and I'll let you guys have the floor. I'm going on record to say everybody talk shit and smack to me when I ripped about us not fixing the O-line the last 2 years. You can all kiss my ass, all of you, because I was right. I was right, and I'm right right now. That's not good.
Let me ask you guys a question. Why do you remember in the beginning of the season when the Vikings traded for center Brett Jones from the Giants, but he could also play left guard? Why has the offense continually gone with Mike Remmers and Tom Compton?
I have no answer.
They are terrible. They are absolutely, utterly terrible this year.
And when O'Neal got hurt tonight, why did they stick in Hill and just not move Remmers over to right tackle and throw in Isadora in his place?
I don't know.
You can't tell me Isadora and Jones are that much worse than Remmers and Compton.
I don't think they could be.
It's impossible.
I don't know how to answer that question, Ted. But you know, this will explain it all. Remember when O'Neal went down and they cut? He was laying down. They went to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't really show a lot of it. Right when it cut to the commercial, Ruby said, "Who is that, Drew? Who was down?" And I looked at her and I said, "It makes no difference who that is. They're all terrible. It doesn't matter one bit of a difference who it is." And I was kind of frustrating on my point, but I was kind of thinking, does it really matter who it is at this point? I mean, fuck, dude.
I got to disagree a little bit. I think O'Neal is very promising. I thought he was a good pick. I think he's been pretty good this year, all things considered for a rookie. But you're right. I defended Spielman in the way he addressed the offensive line in the offseason. Yeah, it's got to be kind of an all hands on deck, numero uno priority. It just has to be because Kirk Cousins cannot improvise when he is forced out of the pocket to make a play like Case Keenum could last year.
I'm not going to let Cousins off the hook. I was just telling you guys, I'm not going to fully evaluate him unless he has a decent offensive line in front of him. But he has a lot of check marks on the con side of his list with me. He's not very good. At least he's not showing it right now. He plays a lot. That rolling out and throwing it away over and over again. I mean, make a play, dude. Fuck. And it's like, what is with us in third and ones? Do we have more of those than every team combined in the league? We must have 12 third and ones a game. And it's always a big adventure. It's either third or one or fourth and one. And we don't know what's coming next. But we have like eight
of them. Don't know unless it's running up the middle with Murray or Cook.
You know, he doesn't keep plays alive very well, Ted. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He hasn't in the last – I mean, you could argue maybe he did earlier this year, but he hasn't in the last month or so. No, not at all.
I mean, I want to try to defend him, and the only real defense I have is saying he doesn't have a good offensive line. But everything else involved with Cousins, it's hard to give me a check mark in the good category. I mean, he looks lost at times. He makes some terrible throws. He holds the ball too long. He's about as mobile as a 60-year-old man. I don't understand what the problem is. He can't – even the lateral pocket movement, he doesn't seem to have any of that. I mean, it's like – and then when he has time to pass it, he throws these, you know, 3-yard pass on a check down, and it's like
– yeah, he's really become a check down Charlie lately, hadn't he?
Yeah, I don't see – I mean, I thought about it during the game, and you don't want to say it on the thread, and you don't want to say it to people. What is the difference between him and Case Keenum at this point? Besides, he puts up more stats, but
Keenum is more mobile. I mean, look, you know, we can talk all we want about this year and what, but
he's our quarterback.
The Vikings aren't cutting him. I mean, not guaranteed. He's got $28 million guaranteed this year and
next year and the year after.
So I guess I feel like I'm probably spinning my wheels by even talking about it. What's the point of talking about it? He's not going anywhere, and I'm not necessarily sure he should go anywhere. I mean, he's our guy. I mean, why even talk? He's our guy. We're not getting. There's not going to be a change at quarterback. So all you can say is why or ask why, but that's not going to change. But there's bigger problems on this team.
But he is our quarterback. We all know that. We can't if it was Keenum or Bridgewater or whoever.
Let's give him an offensive line and let's give him a play caller with a fucking brain in his head. And then let's evaluate.
Right now it's the play caller with the brain. You should be able to at least call around his deficiencies, right? To mask them. And that's not happening whatsoever. Hasn't happened all season long. You know, and you're telling me this guy is head coach material. He's an up-and-comer. Bullshit. I can call better plays.
I think we got to go into what Ted said earlier about there seems to be a tension in the Vikings. I think that's telling.
It's going to be huge. And we're probably going to hear more about it this week.
And if it's obvious – or if it seems apparent to a guy or a group of guys that aren't with the Vikings, they only come down for a couple interviews for a few hour period.
Right.
What do you think the feeling is with the team?
Sure. I mean, if they're noticing it,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to dribble downhill because you saw Thielen barking with Cousins a little bit. So is, you know. Are they starting to take sides? You've got a Zimmer camp on one side. You have a DeFilippo camp on the other. I mean, I don't know.
The DeFilippo camp can't be that big.
Ted, if that's the problem, I would say that's the only way that you would make a move at week 14. Because when I was on my walk this morning, I'm thinking, you got to play it out. It doesn't do any good to change it right now. But if that's going on, you got to do something now.
I think so.
You know what? What is the problem with making Stefanski the offensive coordinator? Can it get any worse?
No.
You bring up, that's a good question. No, can it?
If you combine that with the attitude of the guys taking sides and being on this coach's side, if you got that going on, you have to make a move tonight, not tomorrow morning. You have to fire that fucker and get your team back. You can't lose the reins of your team. You can't let the horses go from the cart. I mean, if that's a big enough problem, I doubt there's any player on that offense. Is it on DeFilippo's side? It looks like when he's on the sidelines, nobody's on his side.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't see that many people on his side.
There doesn't appear to be a whole lot of confidence in the Vikings' body language on offense. It's like they go out knowing they're going to go 3-and-out or kick the ball. It's like they know they're not going to score.
There's no intensity at all.
No.
And that's been happening, you know, even when we win games, it seems like that's been happening. But there's no. Well,
if that's the case, Zimmer needs to fire him now, promote Stefanski, and say, hey, you got 3 games to audition.
I'm starting to question if Zimmer's the right guy. You got coaches that can coach X's and O's to a point, and they got coaches, but yet you need a coach to take you to another level. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what do you? I mean, that's not something you figure out right now, but DeFilippo, the thing can't continue. I mean, I got my – I don't know.
Which one of you guys, one of you two said on Facebook, or maybe when we were chatting with each other.
If it's accurate, I said it.
There's only been one coach that's won a Super Bowl his first 5 years with the team.
That was Dave. Dave said that.
Dave. Yeah, Dave, you mentioned there's only been one coach hired by a team that won a Super Bowl outside his first 5 years of being hired by that team.
Correct.
Who was that?
Pittsburgh. It was
Chuck Knoll?
No.
Cowher? Bill Cowher? Cowher.
Bill Cowher.
Really?
Yes.
And
that's it. You know, in the modern Super Bowl era of the NFL.
How much tequila have you had tonight?
4 ounces and 4 beers.
Hey, you want to relive these questions real quick I asked you guys last week?
Sure.
Do the Vikings rush for 100 yards? David said yes. Ted said no. I don't know what we did.
Oh, hang on. I got the stats right here.
You do?
Yeah.
The Vikings rushed for 77 yards. Seattle rushed for 214, if anybody cares.
All right. Wow, dude. That's fuck. That's gnarly. Okay, Ted wins that one. 1-0, Ted. Do the Vikings hold the Seahawks to under 20?
Yes, they did.
Yes. No, they didn't. They had 21.
Yeah, but the defense held them to two scores. The other one was the final interception.
21-7. You both said no. You both said no on that one, so you both get a credit point.
All right.
So it's 2-1, Ted. Do the Vikings get two turnovers?
They got one. They had the Kendricks interception.
Ted said no. Dave said yes. So Ted's up 3-1. And the last question: how many sacks do the Vikings get on Russ Wilson?
I said four, and we didn't get four.
You did say four.
Ted said one.
One. So Ted, all right. Ted smoked two questions. We're done with that. And they got two. Oh, yeah. Well, there we are. Back to zero with that motherfucker. There we go. It's never going to get higher than two.
Did he miss one?
Yeah. You guys both got one right, and that was yours.
Wait a minute.
Ted got all of them right.
Didn't miss a kick.
No, that wasn't one of the questions. I was just throwing this up there.
Oh, so it's one perfect game.
Go ahead and kiss a little thunder and lightning, baby.
Yeah. Ted went 4-0 on the question. So I think we should do that every week.
All right.
I'll think of some questions next week. And I also have, is D. Filippo here next year? We all know that's a big no now.
I'm thinking no.
Wow, this is going to be.
You said yes.
You know what? Oh,
I did say yes, didn't I? Yeah.
Yes, you did say yes on that one. So Dave might win the long-term question on that. This is going to be a hell of a three-week run coming up. What the hell is going to happen this next 3 weeks? Holy shit.
You want a spicy hot take?
Oh, man. I need something because all I can drink is water right now, but I'm ready to fall off the fucking wagon at any time.
DeFilippo and Prefer both get fired this week. How's that for a hot, spicy take?
Bam! 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 That is a hot take. I like that one.
Now, why would Prefer get fired for all that are listening?
Dude, he sucks.
I mean, Bailey, you know, do you ever have the game when you were a kid called Super Toe? You had a little plastic field goal kicker guy. You pressed down the helmet. Yes. I would rather trot out a plastic Super Toe to kick a field goal than a current kicker on the Vikings roster. I mean, you took the second best kicker in NFL history and made him terrible.
Yeah, no shit. Glover
Daniel Carlson hasn't missed a kick since he signed with the Raiders. He missed like a fifth one.
I'm going to find us a Super Toe for the next show. You know what? We're going to use that fucker. And we're going to I'll find it. I'll get it. We'll try some kicks on it.
I saw a stat this week just on that. Our kicking game, which we've missed like 13 kicks or something like that, ungodly number this season, has cost us, they figured, 2.5 games, right? Advanced stats, so it's point whatever. Easily. They have cost us that. And it is pathetic. You screw up so many kickers. I don't care how good the coverage teams are. They've obviously been good at times in the return game, etc. And that's where Prefer gets his props. But when it comes to kickers, he screws them up bigger than anybody.
Well, there's more problems than just, you know, this has got to be it for Sherrills. We need a guy that can actually run kicks back and not make fair catches. He's kind of done in my book. But I like Abdullah. Abdullah's a pretty good kick returner in the kickoffs. He does all right. I mean, he does pretty good. But
speaking of moral victories, your man, Holton Cypress Hill,
he did pretty well.
Actually did very well tonight. He could tackle well, and he defended the pass extremely well.
We got fucked on some calls too. That Rhodes interference wasn't interference. I mean, fuck.
That was terrible.
We need to get home and get some home cooking. We need to get our own refs back, get some home cooking back. But it's another game where the defense, if there's any disconnect, it's got to be with the defense and the offense. I mean,
Here's one thing. Drew, you said you had the volume on low, but they had Bobby Wagner mic'd up.
No, I know that. But when they showed it on TV, he vaulted over the line.
That's illegal.
When they showed it on TV, when they showed the mic'd up and you could tell they're doing it, my wife kept saying, I'm so glad we do volume zero. That's the last fucking thing I want to hear.
Well, so, he said early in the game, he said, it's over. It's already over. They didn't come ready to play about the Vikings. And he was he was absolutely spot on. He was
That every week, Ted? All right, give me a break. You've seen enough of this shit. Why are we listless? And why do we have the same plays every week? Why does it we struggle with the same areas?
I'm telling you, the more I think about it, since we've been sitting here talking, I think is a very workable theory. The offense has absolutely zero confidence in DeFilippo, and you can tell it. You can tell it when they go out. They think no matter what's going to get called is not going to work. It makes Cousins tentative, and that doesn't excuse his play. His play has been bad, but there is no rhythm, because what the Vikings players think they should be running and calling isn't what's getting called. So there's confusion, there's frustration, and now it's starting to boil over.
And what you're saying is dates back a month and a half ago, and it's just building every game, right? Correct?
Yeah.
So it's
building
a little more. The hatred's building. First off, 2 months ago, you don't want to say anything because you want to be the upfront guy and you want to be a team, rah, rah, let's try it. And then it happens so many times over so many successive weeks, it gets to the point where people are like, they can't, you're right. It's what it seems, it's what it looks like. We're boiling over. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be interesting the next 3 weeks, because we're right in the thick of the, we're not out of it. I mean, if you break down where we're at, we're right in the race for the wild card. Division's over with.
The division's done. I did my weekly playoff post. Had the Vikings won tonight, they'd have over 90% chance of making the playoffs. Even with the loss, they still have the sixth seed, and they're still at 56% or 57%, depending on what site you look at.
Well,
so
if they're out of the race altogether, of course you keep DeFilippo and then chop them the day after the season ends. But if you're still in a wild card race, Ted, do you make a move? Do you get rid of him this week and say, fuck it, let's try it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of, last week I didn't think that was a smart idea, but after watching this offensive night, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it.
I mean, if your season's over, if you're 3-12 or whatever, I mean, if you have no season left, there's no point in doing it right now, but you might as well try something.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a change with 3 weeks left. Who knows? They better get they play like this against the Bears. Oh my God, they're going to get 20 sacks on us.
Yeah.
And the Bears, if they beat the Packers next week, they clinch the division.
Yeah, it's, as fans, this is difficult to watch, guys. It's very painful. It's hard to watch. I mean, you watch a team play and they do, and they're competitive the whole way through, and it goes back and forth. That's one thing. But to watch these Viking games are getting almost unwatchable.
And it's the same thing, like we've said, every week. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
An uninspired team, not prepared and not prepared to play, and just kind of like emotionally detached about playing the game. That's not a team I want to cheer for.
And when one side is that way, the offensive side, the defense has a hard time playing complementary football, even though they did extremely well most of the game tonight. They did their part, as normally most weeks happens.
When you get 6, 7, 8 drives in a row, and you don't, doesn't the head coach walk over to the coordinator and say, why don't we do some no huddle? Why don't we try to mix it? Doesn't the head coach ever override the coordinator? I mean, come on, dude. It's got to be
apparently he does.
I'm going to put up the drive chart again tomorrow, but I imagine it's not going to be very good. I mean, the Vikings in their mop up touchdowns at the end.
27 yards passing.
That's terrible. How much?
27.
Oh, jeez.
He had 59 heading into the fourth quarter.
Rather have fucking Super Toe in there doing that, too. I'm telling you, guys, it's very difficult to watch. But, one guy said on the thread tonight about halfway through the fourth quarter, I think when we blew the fourth down call, after the 50th mistake or whatever, he said, sorry to tell you guys this, but I'm out. I'm out tonight. I'm done. I'm done watching this shit. And nobody could even say, wow. Nobody wanted to rip him or anything. It's like, yeah, we understood. It's like, okay. I mean, how do you give him a hard time? I mean, Sorry, guys. I'm done getting hit in the face with a shovel. I'm going home now.
Like, yeah. It's, yeah.
The Vikings have to give us something to play for or shoot for as fans. It's really disheartening.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I'm sure as an organization they want to, but it's just poor choices.
Something's got to change or they're not going to win another game this year.
Nope.
That's you know what? You should start the show with that. That's about the bottom line. That's how they look. They look terrible. They look really, it looks like a really bad team.
Okay. I think we've hashed how bad they've looked.
Hash.
So, I think it's time to wrap it up. Drew,
fuck off.
What have you got?
Meow, meow, Viking cow, and fire Floppa the clown and get Fansky in there. Steppin' Bansky, whatever the fuck is.
Ted,
no, it's good. What you good got? Seeing you guys, dude.
I got nothing. I mean it's getting hard. It's
who do we got next week?
Miami at home.
Miami. Who just beat New England.
So we'll see.
Yeah, what are you gonna say? We're gonna kick their ass. I mean
No. No, I predict 3-and-out on the first series.
Write that down.
There's your spicy hot take.
I'm going to think of some new questions before we do the Miami prelim show, and then we'll give you guys another shot. We'll go with 5 questions so you can win the best out of 5.
All right. Everybody, have a great week.
Good talking to you guys.
This stuff happens, unfortunately. We're Vikings fans. We've lived through it for decades. Drew will have his stroke. Ted's going to drink some more beer. I'm going to join him. And we'll talk to you soon.
Later, guys.
Go.